Disney's woke streaming service is still losing more than $1 billion a quarter as Bob Iger tries to rein in spending. By David Ng on February 9, 2023. Disney's woke streaming services are still hemorrhaging money at an alarming rate, losing more than $1 billion a quarter at a time when CEO Bob Iger is trying to put the brakes on the company's runaway spending habits. For its first fiscal quarter, Disney's direct-to-consumer business, which includes Disney+, Hulu, and other services, lost $1.05 billion, a 78% larger loss from the same period a year ago. The figure represents a slight sequential improvement from the fourth quarter, which saw a $1.5 billion loss for the unit. The latest results come as domestic Disney Plus subscriptions barely rose for the period, which included the Christmas season that normally would see a sizable bump in new customers. Worldwide, Disney Plus lost 2.4 million subscribers, mostly due to its deal with India's Hotstar. Disney Plus has been wrestling with sluggish domestic subscriber growth in recent months as the streamer has increasingly embraced woke identity politics and its entertainment geared toward children. As Breitbart News reported, the Disney Plus series The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder is pushing reparations for slavery, claiming in its latest episode that America was founded on white supremacy and still has not atoned for its racism. Disney Plus recently featured a transgender man who menstruates in its animated Baymax series for kids. The streamer has also cast a drag queen and a transmasculine actress in the upcoming Marvel superhero series Ironheart. Hulu has also gone full woke with its docuseries adaptation The 1619 Project. The series has attempted to resurrect the original New York Times series most contentious and debunked claim that the Revolutionary War was fought in large part to preserve slavery. The series also features The Times' Nicole Hannah-Jones making accusations of racism against millions of Americans, claiming they don't want to share democracy with people of color. On Wednesday, Iger announced Disney will lay off 7,000 employees, or 3.2% of its workforce, in an effort to cut spending. Overall, he is aiming to slash a stunning $5.5 billion in spending in an attempt to save the once formidable company. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.